This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the first chapter of Mark, Leroy explores the difference between our relationship and our fellowship with God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
It is essential for every Christian to understand the difference between relationship and fellowship. Relationship has to do with our standing before God, while fellowship concerns our walk with God. Relationship is fixed and cannot be broken. In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus was speaking of our relationship with God when he said, "The time has come, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." Once we come to God through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, we're His sons and daughters, and nothing can change that. My daughter is my daughter, whether she is good or bad. I would never tell her, "You're my daughter when you're good, but not my daughter when you're bad." Her behavior has nothing to do with our relationship. I remember talking to a businessman who was bowled over by this truth. He couldn't fathom the depth of the grace of God. He was convinced there was something he had to do, some work, that would buy him a ticket into heaven. I told him it was too late, because it all had been done. Jesus Christ had died on the cross to pay the penalty for his sins, and nothing more was needed. Salvation is a gift of God, not a result of good works. That is the essence of our relationship with God. Now, fellowship, on the other hand, is fluid and must be constantly renewed. We do it by confessing our sins and asking His forgiveness. Once restored, our fellowship with God must be maintained. In Mark 1:35, we read these words about our Lord Jesus Christ. "In the morning, rising up a great while before day, He departed into a solitary place and there prayed." The previous verses tell us that the evening before, the whole town had gathered at Jesus' door after sundown, and He healed many. How long do you think it took for Jesus to meet all their needs? No doubt He had been up late, but long before sunrise, He left His bed and went to prayer. He prized His fellowship with His Father more than His sleep. Now let me ask you a couple of questions. What is your relationship with God? Have you come to Him through faith in Jesus Christ? If so, nothing can change your standing with Him. And how about your fellowship? Are you spending time with God each day in prayer and reading the Word? Relationship and fellowship, two key elements in our walk of daily discipleship with Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Perhaps you've been wanting to establish a daily quiet time with the Lord. To help you get started, we'd like to send you a free copy of the pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God. It's filled with practical hints and encouragement. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy asks, in your walk with God, are you a badminton bird or a golf ball? Join us on Daily Discipleship.